Patient name Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, last name Franklin, date of birth 12/9/17, date of service 9/25/23. This is a 5-year-old little girl. Mom brings her into to having episodes of nausea and vomiting. It actually started approximately 5 days ago on a Wednesday. She had those episodes of nausea and vomiting. The following day she was better. It happened again on Saturday night. And then this past night as well. So she seems to be wavering back and forth between having symptoms and no symptoms. She didn't really have any fever to speak of. She's voiding normally. No issues with bowel movements. No cough or respiratory issues reported as well. Blood pressure, 92 over 43. Pulse, 82. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 98.2, oxygenation 100%, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative surgical history, negative social history, negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. Labs, none were done today, period, and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, works well with me through the exam today, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, very mild tympanic membrane erythema, oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. If I were to do a strep test, I feel confident it would be negative. However, she does have a mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowel sounds are present and within normal limits. Period, paragraph assessment and plan. Mild otitis media, acute pharyngitis, nausea, vomiting. Patient will receive amoxil 400 per 5 ml, 6 ml POBID 10 days, number 120 ml. And then for nausea, Zofran 4 mg per 5 ml, 1 teaspoon BID times 4 days, number 40 ml. Period, paragraph. Once again, the patient name Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N, last name Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N, date of birth 12/9/17, date of service 9/25/23, period, new paragraph. Patient is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call if not improved.